Saturday, March 16th. It's the MTB News Dave, and I am a robot.
Splosh. Surprise as Thibaut Deprella leaves the Canyon Collective just over 2 months after joining. Refresher. On January 5th, Deprella thanked Commensal Muckoff for 6 years on the team. The day before, out of the blue, he and Canyon had announced his signing. On Thursday this week, Deprella made a brief statement on his Instagram saying, "It's been decided mutually to end my partnership with Canyon Factory Racing." Canyon has stated that it is no longer Deprella's official bike sponsor, but Deprella spoke to the excellent Vojo Mag on Friday and said that he'll be racing as a privateer on a Canyon Sender with many of the same components he's been using since January. In explaining his departure from Commensal and what's happened since, Deprella said, "Unfortunately, following the announcement that I had joined the Canyon CLL CTV team, the problems began because clearly people who knew perfectly my athletic capacities didn't at all appreciate the fact that I would be riding for Canyon. From that point on, there was a clear attempt to destroy me." Read Vojo's full interview with Deprella here.
Interlude. Escape Collective reports that the UCI is fining notorious road cycling team manager Patrick Lefevere 20,000 Swiss francs for sexist comments. The UCI has an ethics commission whose duty is to investigate any reports of potential misconduct by UCI license holders and officials, including National Federation representatives, team managers, and riders. The committee has the authority to impose sanctions. Read the UCI Code of Ethics and its safeguarding policy to find out more. Tangent. The majority of racers dropped out of a recent road race in Spain when anti-doping officers showed up. Nothing to see here, Governor.
Calendars. The UCI MTB World Series Enduro Qualifier Events Calendar has been published. Scroll down the page, then click on the calendar download in the resources section, not the link in the Athlete Hub, with the next scheduled race on the 23rd of March in Israel. Keen eyes might notice that the Haute Savoie race is on 28th to 30th June, presumably answering last week's question about the order of events for the Haute Savoie World Cup Festival, EDR Weekend 1, DH XC Weekend 2. Talking of the elite races, we're looking forward to the first EDR on the 10th to 12th of May, right on the doorstep of our Finale workspace in Finale Liga, Italy. In case anyone's wondering whether the race will be in Finale or neighbouring Pietra Liga, like last year, the MTB World Series event page confirms the event will be based out of Finale's main beachfront plaza. Good times and many aperitifs ahead.
Industry. Who said there's no money in racing? Pink Bike reports from Taipei that Gates Carbon Drive, maker of the belt drive used by Z-Road and Gamux, is offering $100,000 to the first elite racer to win a DH World Cup, using their system in 2024. The Santa Cruz Syndicate will use 1UP cockpits in 2024, and the Canadian brand used the announcement, well, the PB comments section, to acknowledge that Dutch conglomerate Pon Holdings, the owner of Santa Cruz, Cannondale, Schwinn, Focus, GT, Cervelo, Mongoose, etc., has invested in the company. Anyway, 1UP has created free poster downloads with photographer Supremo Sterling Lawrence to celebrate the syndicate announcement. Very cool.
Racing. It's all going on in New Zealand. Crankworx Rotorua kicks off its 9-day festival of amateur and pro events with the RockShox Taniwa DH this weekend. You'll need to set the alarm to watch the live broadcast on Red Bull TV this Sunday. Red Bull will also broadcast Speed and Style, Dual Slalom, Pump Track, and Slope Style from March 22nd to 23rd. Full event details and broadcast links are in the article. Don't miss the opportunity to play the new race companion Fantasy League 2, Cuff, you might notice our logos on the website, Cuff. Good news for Canadian MTB World Cup fans, as the entire Whoops UCI Mountain Bike World Series will be broadcast on the subscription streaming platform Flow Bikes, with all races viewable for a monthly or annual fee.
Grit. Morgan, Mojo Johnny A, and James Eves won the dreamy six-day Yeti Trans NZ Enduro at the start of the month. In this week's NZMTB rally, Ray Morrison and Matthew Fairbrother took the wins. Get well soon, Mojo. But there's more to that last result than meets the eye. Fairbrother, known for his endurance feats, shunned the shuttles, heli uplifts, and boat rides to pedal and kayak his way around the entire event and win the overall by over 2.5 minutes? Nuts. Elsewhere in New Zealand, Ben Hildred recently pedaled the equivalent of Olympus Mons, a volcano on Mars, in less than 3 days. 21,900 mutt of climbing and descending, and 448 km of distance in 60 hours. If that ain't enduro, we don't know what is. Heel up soon Mariam Nicole, the downhill star, just had a surgery to fix a thumb ligament. We hope to see her back on the Bicay for the opening DH World Cup this May in Fort William, Scotland. Talking of enduro, is someone working on a new international series?
Thanks for listening.